Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley. I am your natural health care doctor. Been in the natural health care arena for about 28 years. The last 12 years or so, I've been 100% nutrition at my office. You come to my office, we're not going to give you any poisons, potions, or burn things out of you. We're not going to cut anything out of you to get you healthy in the name of health. We're not going to do any of that. What I'm going to do is get your glands and organs healthy naturally by doing nutritional therapy. We use real food in my office. It's a concentrated form, and it's in a pill form. It's in a capsule form. Unfortunately, we have to do this nowadays. I might have forgot to mention on the last segment there, I had these patients come in. They want to eat food to get healthy. And unfortunately, those days are over. You cannot eat food. Now, to get healthy and recover from diseases is what I'm talking about. You can eat food, and you need to eat food, and you need to eat good food to stay healthy or try to stay healthy, but you're not going to overcome disease by eating food. You'd have to eat buckets and buckets of food to get the nutritional value out of it anymore. The nutrition is so low in our food now that it's hard to even stay healthy. Look around. Look at all your friends. I'm sure they all have something going on with them, some aches and pains, something that isn't right. And we can lump it into, oh, yeah, we're just getting old. Well, you know, I take the viewpoint that you're supposed to be like fine wine. You get better with time, not worse with time. These bodies are designed to live to be 128 years old. The average man now is living to be 76 years old. Last year, when I was talking about this, I would tell people the average man was living to be 78 years old. Well, for the first time in two decades, man is not living longer anymore. He's living less. The average man is now living to be 76 years old. And that's horrible. We're not getting any better. We're getting worse as time goes on. And I'm not blaming anyone except the food companies. I blame them. I blame the healthcare. We don't have healthcare in America. What we have is disease care. We got sickness care. In other words, look around, see what happens. You go to your doctor, you're concerned about something, they can't find anything. Unless it's a disease. Once it's a disease, now we can take steps. Now we can give you medication. But what they're doing is they're giving you medication to manage the problem, not to fix it. How do you fix a health problem? You fix it with nutrition, real nutrition, whole food. And I talk about this company all the time on this show here. And it's called Standard Process. They're one of the only true whole food companies I know. They're up in Wisconsin. They own 428 acres of certified organic ground, which is almost impossible to buy. If you and I went out to buy an acre of ground and we wanted to be certified organic through the government, it'd take us almost 10 years to turn that ground around. Not only that, we're going to have to put ditches around it. We're going to have to make sure that there isn't any spray off from other fields going on to it. So it's hard to keep ground organic. But Standard Process has 428. They've been around for over 86 years. They know how to do it, and they've been doing it for many, many years. That was started by a doctor called Royal Lee. Royal Lee, L-E-E. Royal Lee, he was a visionary. He was a guy way ahead of his time. He knew that we needed real food to stay healthy. And they make real food up there. They make it in a supplement form. And then now we have to supplement to stay healthy. You can certainly try and stay healthy by eating well, and we do want you to eat well. That's part of staying well, but unfortunately, it's not going to get you over the disease that you have. You can lose some weight. You can feel better, but is it really fixing anything? No, we're going to have to get the therapeutic value of the food into you and handle whatever it is that we need to handle health-wise. And we do that with food, and we do that at my office, and I've been doing that with nutrition for over 12 years, and it works. It works really well. Everybody benefits from it. Some we can't get back to 100%, and there's just been too much damage done to the body. Some people I can't help. There are people that come to my office, I say, I'm sorry, I just can't help you. We call it medical wreckage. They're on medication, and they're going to have to be on that medication the rest of their life. Now, I've been accused of not liking medication. That is not true. I do like medication, especially if I was in an accident and I end up in the hospital. I probably need some medication at that time. What I don't like is the overutilization of medication for everything. remember, this medicine is chemicals. Our body isn't designed to live on chemicals. It's designed to live on food. And that's what we need, real food. All right, well, let's talk about what happens when we get too many carbohydrates into our body. It causes fat, and most people don't know this, but there's two types of fat. We actually check for the fat. The fat that everybody wants to get rid of is called subcutaneous. That means sub underneath the skin. That's the fat that everybody can see. But the deadly fat, the fat that really counts, is called visceral fat. That's fat inside your body. It's in around the glands and organs. Even lean adults will have 40 billion fat cells. So somebody that looks skinny, they're still going to have about 40 billion fat cells. And now here's another kind of related to what we're talking about. I tell people to eat a lot of good fat, and they're always afraid that it's going to make them fat. Fat does not make you fat, okay? So you can eat good fats. And when we talk about good fats, we're talking about butter. We're talking about ghee. That's G-H-E-E, ghee. We're talking about olive oil. We're talking about flaxseed oil, avocados. Those are the good fats that we're talking about. Now, let's say that you were obese. Now, obese is anyone with a BMI. That stands for body mass index. Anyone with a BMI over 30 is what they measure it. A BMI of over 30 is considered obese. Now, we get a lot of people in that are way over 30. The average BMI should be about 18 to 25 would be the optimal to fall within that range there, 18 to 25. But even people that are obese, a BMI of over 30, will have about 80 billion to 120 billion cells, fat cells in their body. So that's a lot of cells. Of course, the subcutaneous type is the one that's under the skin. The visceral, that's what we're talking about, is the one that's inside. The subcutaneous, that's where you're going to see the cellulite. Women are always concerned about that. And dimpling, you can see that through the subcutaneous. The visceral fat, a lot of it's located in the abdomen area. It's, of course, it's around the vital organs, and that's what's concerning about that. It can actually infiltrate the liver. They would call that a fatty liver. Now, there's many, many people that have a fatty liver, and it doesn't bother them at all. But what that means is if somebody says you have a fatty liver or a doctor says you had a fatty liver, your liver is actually really struggling. It's been working hard for a long time. They did a study on the liver to find out exactly what it does, and it does about 590 things that they know it does, and they think it does twice that much. But if you have a fatty liver, then you know you have a problem with your liver. Most people with a fatty liver might not even know that they have it. Really, the only way that you'd know if you have a fatty liver is you need to have an ultrasound. They ultrasound your liver, and they could tell you whether it's a fat or not. Of course, it's not just the liver that gets involved with this visceral fat. The surrounding organs also get fat through them. Like they could put extra fat into your muscles. You could get so much fat, it strangles your heart. And all of this, you can actually appear to look skinny because visceral fat has nothing to do with your subcutaneous fat. The visceral fat is the one that we measure. Actually, we measure that in my office. We do that on your first initial evaluation. And what we do is the way that you measure to see if you have too much visceral fat. Now, I've got some charts. I don't have them here in front of me, but there's charts, your height and weight chart, and it should tell you what your waistline should be. Now, your waistline is actually where your belly button is. Now, I know I get all these guys in there, and I measure their waistline, which is at their belly button, and let's say it's 42 inches as an example, but they wear a 36-inch pants. Well, the pants size does say waist on there, but that's not your waist size. That's your hip size. So I don't know why pants do that. They want to, pant companies do that. I guess they want us to make us feel better that we have skinny waists, but that is not your waist size. That's your hip size. So you can measure your waist and you can find out how much visceral fat you have. That's how you actually find out how much visceral fat you have. if you do that, and we do that on everybody. So we'll find out how tall they are, and then we'll measure their waist size. We look at the chart and we see how much visceral fat is in the person. And really, that's the fat that I'm concerned about. Now, most patients that come in, they're concerned about the subcutaneous fat because that's the fat you can see. They don't want like the way it looks. With the visceral fat, it has been linked to everything from cholesterol, bad cholesterol, to hypertension, to diabetes, to heart disease, and stroke. So that's the fat I'm concerned about when you come to my office. All right, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll continue our discussion here with fat, but you're welcome to call anytime. If you have something, it doesn't have to be along our subject here. You can call 615-737-9986 and see if we can put you on the road to better health.